So welcome to another John Max Radio Rant. This is John McMullen, and I'm going to talk today about my relationship with pets. I've been very taken with pets all my life. Ever since when I was very young, I had this beautiful black Spitz Chow mix named Laddie. Now, Laddie would play games with me from the time that I was very young, play hide-and-go-seek in the house, do all sorts of things. And then when I was about 5 1/2, I got pneumonia. And after pneumonia, I would get bronchitis on a regular basis, and it was determined that I was allergic to dog and cat stander. So I had to get rid of Laddie, and it broke my heart. And for years after that, I would bring home dogs and cats, and I would say that I'm recovered, and I would eventually have to give them away. And and over the years, I got tropical fish, which I liked very much, but it wasn't quite the same thing. And finally, when Barbara and I moved to Bedford Hills, New York, we lived next door to a horse farm. And there were cats at the horse farm, and one of them adopted us, this white and black cat named Beauty, that we named Beauty. And we would feed her outside the house, and we'd play with her. And when the family moved, they left the cat for us. So when we moved to Jefferson Valley, we brought her with us. And rather than have her just roam around, not knowing where she was, we kept her for a while in our basement. We had a very large house, and with one side that was only visible on the lower level, we put the cat. And about 2 weeks later, there was this beautiful brown and black cat at the local deli, and we asked whose cat that was, and they didn't know. They'd been feeding it. We wound up taking her home, and we put her in the basement too, and we were going to keep them there until they got used to the area and then let them roam a bit. And then some young girls who became friends. But my daughter and my son asked us if we could take this kitten that they had to get rid of. So we figured three cats, that's okay. Then it turned out that the reason that the beautiful one had been let go was she was expecting, and she had babies in our basement. So we told the children that they could each pick one cat and we'd give the others away. And their favorite cat was this big gray furball named Fonzie, and then the cat died. And how can we give away the other kittens? They might die too, so we wound up keeping them. And as they eventually began to move their way upstairs, I had another allergy test, and I was found that I could have shots for the cats. And I did that for about 3 1/2 years. And during that time, we also I accumulated some ducks and some rabbits and some other pets. And eventually I stopped taking the shots and I was fine. But whenever I went into someone's house that had dogs, I was stuck to sneeze even if they locked the dogs up, and many times go right to the hospital after we left for dental shots. So I was content with the cats, and my son had the gerbil for a while, and we had two rabbits, and then I had a hawk for a while, and we had parakeets, and we had some parrots. But when we were visiting this friend of mine, Dr. Molino, down in Mays Landing, New Jersey, there was this tiny Shih Tzu that used to come in to wake us up every morning, barking, and I used to call it the alarm dog, and it turned out I was not allergic to it. Then I found there were two kinds of dog hairs. And if I had one of the dogs that did not shed, that had to be cut, I was able to have a dog. So, but I was teaching at the time very, very strained, long hours, and it didn't seem fair. And until January 2010 when I changed jobs to go part-time and to concentrate more on my writing and the radio shows. And I was able to get a Silky Terrier, an adoption dog from South Carolina. And this dog just took over the house very slowly. In the beginning, we didn't even know that she could bark. She didn't bark for a year. She didn't do things until she settled in. Now she's the watchdog for the house. She barks whenever there's anything out in the yard. And she's really, my wife had not been the dog person. She's afraid of dogs. She's a cat person. But Fallon, named after FDR's Scottish Terrier, completely took over her life. So she runs the house, and we get to take care of her and to the four cats we have and to the three box turtles. They're the only pets that we have left. We just lost one of our oldest cats, who was close to 18 years old, I guess. I had rescued her from a garage in the Bronx, and so I'm not quite sure how old she was, but she was here for 18 years. So, but down to them. But Fala is just a joy. She's just a wonderful dog, and she's the most affectionate dog, and she's a demanding dog, but she's a very funny dog. So she makes me very happy. And I never quite understood until I had both the dog and cats what the difference is. Cats are terrific in their way, and they let you take care of them, and they decide where they want to be and when they want to be there. Fowler's just the opposite. Fowler always wants to be with you, always wants to be licking my hand, always wants to be being walked. And it's only when I'm not able to, when I have to go someplace, that she settles in and she sleeps. So she either sleeps, or she's being walked, she's eating, or she gets to snuggle with either Barbara or myself. So it's very interesting to watch them and how predictable they are. And each of the cats has their own place in the house, their own place they want to be. And when one cat died, a Fowler took over where the cat used to rest in the living room. And when the most recent cat died, then another cat took her place over. So it's very interesting to watch. And our lives are better because of our relationship with pets. And I've found that having Fowler has slowed me down and let me relax more. I was never content just sitting outdoors. I always had to be reading or on an electronic device. Now I can just sit and I can watch Fowler, or I can hold it on my lap. And it's a much more relaxed life. So I'm very happy that I found that I was not, after all of these years, that I could have a dog. And it's a blessing in my life. So, and until the next time, this is another John Mack Radio Rants. Be well. And let's go out with Nora Jones giving us a little peace.
The cares of the day seem to slowly fade.